Mark, I'm a sci-fi fan. Been watching sci-fi my whole life, reading it. I love Chinese culture as well. I'm studying Mandarin. I've been to China a few times. I work in IT. I got a degree in computer science. Those are my main highlights.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Apple TV's Season 3, Asimov's Foundation. So, what's the problem with psychohistory now? Is it all going according to plan there?
Doesn't seem to be. So, Chilin predicted a crisis, but it seems like that crisis is about the trading alliance that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But this mule seems to be throwing everything out of whack. And it seems like the whole universe or the whole galaxy will end in 4 months.
Right. Right. Dermazel is like rubbing the Kleon's noses in, like all the humans could be dead in four
all
months.
All the humans, your entire species. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's possible unless they blow up the whole galaxy.
I know.
Galaxy.
That'd be like one of those Thanos snap type things.
There's got to be a human moving out on some moon somewhere that you
right.
forget about.
Him. Yeah, no, I can't. I don't buy it either.
But maybe it has to do with that planet destroying weapon that was shown. They like put a encased black hole and they can focus like its accretion disk.
You're right.
Maybe
Demerzel could get a hold of that and she could like blow up all the known worlds. Still, the likelihood of a human surviving is kind of high when there's like thousands of targets, but still, that would be one way, Mark. I think you put your finger on one possible way.
What if the mule gets his hand on that?
Ooh, that's true. You know, and now that I think about it, mentalic power won't affect the robot. So there's a...
Oh, that could be interesting.
She's immune to the mule.
Maybe that's how they beat the mule. Maybe Demers will ask it.
Yeah, maybe. Because now robots are really handy because they don't have a brain for him to put illusions into.
Also, I think the way his telepathy works is very interesting. It's sort of like, it's not just like I can read your thoughts or I can control you, but he actually like changes your personality.
Yeah.
He like makes you love him, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of a creepy way of doing it that I haven't seen before.
It's called a thrall, T-H-R-A-L.
Yeah.
Maybe there's
like a vampire.
Because
vampire situation.
Yeah, or if you play Destiny, there's a lot of thralls in there. And if you read the Children of the Sky series, there's a big problem in this very advanced galaxy where there's a big takeover by a thrall society. A person somehow they get infected by a. I don't want to go into too much details, but anyways, they're it's like vampire thralls where they can get more people to be enthralled, and so it's a big steamroll through these very powerful galaxies because they have so many people involved. So so you're a thrall. So if he puts you under his power, you just do anything you will for him. But you know, there's one point was the I forgot the name of the two social influencers. They took one of his pets,
yes.
People.
Magnifico,
and he didn't put up a fight. I thought that guy was going to fight, or he could still do something to.
I know because he should. Like, I love the mule, and he wants to go back, right?
Right.
But maybe you know he's kind of like the court jester, right?
Right.
Maybe the mule didn't make him love him because he wants him to like torment him. You know, what
that's
I mean?
Possible. Yeah. No, because he did say, well, wait a minute. There is a limit to his power. So his thrall power isn't as strong as in that book that I was mentioning earlier, because he has to concentrate, I think, to keep you.
Yeah, he said he only wants to do that for a few people. He had a scene where he mentioned that. So maybe, yeah, he just doesn't do it to the clown, you know?
Yeah.
Not a high profile enough
right.
individual. But who knows? Maybe he'll give them some information about the mule, you know, that they can use to fight him.
Right.
Lots of ways this could go.
All right, eight crises that's seldom mentioned, one in each season. Is that true?
Yeah, we talked about that one. I'm guessing there's going to be one crisis every season. So,
oh my God,
we talked about that earlier.
They're never going to take this eight seasons. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. But they did throw that line in there.
Huh? Yeah. Well, cool, Mark. What else do we need to talk about other than tell them to go watch the show?
Yeah, I think we covered basically all the interesting plot points. We'll see where this season will take us. Did we do it before the season was over? We can also talk about the end of last season. Yeah, at the end of last season, we saw General Del Rios. He was trying to conquer the foundation for the Empire. And they got all the ships blown up.
Yeah.
Entire Empire fleet. So we see the effects of that this season, where they can't use the spacer jumping anymore. They have to use the gates.
Is that because they don't have any jump ships?
It's a bit like, I think, Dune, where they need the people that can do the jumping. And they didn't die in that, but they left. They changed allegiance.
They made a deal. So Seldon or somebody made a deal with them that if they could, ignore the Empire long enough or turn away, they would make it worth their while.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
There was a ragtag crazy dude. Do you remember him? Who had some power of teleportation?
Oh yeah, he had you can put this on you and you can swap places with them. That was how they killed the Emperor, I think.
Right. And did he actually kill the Emperor? I was trying to remember if he.
Yeah, the Emperor shot him out of airlock, and then he swapped places with him.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, and do you remember his name?
No.
I forgot too. Anyways, he was, I'm not sure where I'm, isn't he the leader of the Trade Alliance? Isn't that?
Yeah, I think he starts it. And that's one of his gadgets that he's trading. You know, they have the kind of charlatans. They sell you items that look really great, but they're actually not great once you buy them. Hmm. It's like that can, it can teleport you, but it can only be used once, sort of downside thing, you know, that they don't mention until you buy it. Hmm. I wanted to mention how that happens in the book. They have this whole scene where all the ships are blowing up. It's all very fancy. But in the book, nothing happens. So he's about to take the foundation. And the Emperor basically says he needs to come back to the Empire. And they do a trial for treason for him. Because they're afraid. The reason he's doing this conquering of the foundation is he's going to go try to get his own power. And then turn on the Empire. So the Empire actually kind of shoots itself in the foot. They could have, but because of the mistrust between the high-ranking officials, they don't want the general to gain too much power because he might turn on the Empire itself. So I always thought that was an interesting solution to the problem last season, but I could see why the show didn't want to do that, because then it would be so anticlimactic. Like, he's about to take the foundation and then he just leaves. There's no big battle at the end. So they put a battle in there.
Oh, the guy we were talking about earlier is Homer Mallow.
Okay, I think we see him. He's great, great, great grandson. I think the Timothy Chalamet guy that I was talking about, his name is also Mallow.
I think it's the same character. Well, it's they're relatives, right? And I'm looking at his picture, and he's basically playing his son or whatever, his progeny of some level. It's been 100 years. Maybe it's only one son.
Oh, yeah, might be the same guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you ever get to be an actor in this TV series, you get a chance to play your ancestors.
They did that again too in first episode. They had the one guy, he's my great 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 grandfather was on the Harry Seldon's trial. He was there, if you don't remember that. And it's the same, but it's the same actor that plays that guy. That guy's actually, I recognize him immediately. He's Julian Bashir from Deep Space Nine.
Right. I was thinking that was him, but I never confirmed. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My favorite character in Deep Space Nine.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it because I keep thinking gosh, it's got to be him or I'm just, you know.
He has a distinct sort of face that you can recognize. There's a lot of actors I feel that appear in Foundation just here and there.
Well, I think the actors who are in science fiction, it's kind of like a small social circle, and they tend to get on other science fiction shows.
Yeah. We watch a lot of 90s sci-fi, and we're constantly seeing that person was in that, and everything. Because if especially when it's in the same era, they're just hopping from one show to the other.
Yeah, Dmitri Leonidas is the Hobermalo or Malo's progeny. Wow, I wonder if he had a bottle body double, because he's like he's running around shirtless in episode three, and he's looking really good though. He's all shaved and trimmed.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was an actor, actually.
Yeah.
One other thing I learned this episode and last. So I read a book called, second book of a series called Three Body Problem. We talked about it before. And in that book, they actually reference Foundation.
Mm.
So they reference the book. And I won't get into what's happening in the scene, but basically they talk about how the Arabic name for Foundation, the book, is Al-Qaeda.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So basically the theory that they put forth in the book is that Osama bin Laden actually read Foundation and named Al-Qaeda after Foundation.
That's crazy.
What do you think of that theory?
Yeah, I mean, thematically they're similar. He thinks he's a genius like Harry Seldon, and perhaps he's creating something to bring down the empire. And yeah, no, that's crazy. If that's true, that's wild, man.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever find out about that or not, because
we'll just have to go to his lab.
See what evidence is kind of lost. Yeah, maybe just has it on the shelf there.
Yeah, that'd be good enough. Huh. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to go look this up on the see if there's an Arabic edition I can find online and see what.
Anyways, go read Three Body Problem as well. So, or watch it. Also great.
Awesome.
Hey everyone, I'm Mark. I'm a sci-fi fan. Been watching sci-fi my whole life, reading it. I love Chinese culture as well. I'm studying Mandarin. I've been to China a few times. Love going there. I work in IT. So I got a degree in computer science. My main highlights on my
and coming up with really good trivia, like, did you know that the three body problem in Arabic is Al-Qaeda? It's like, what the hell?
I also like trivia. I have a trivia group, go to bars, do trivia. Yeah, I tend to talk about things like it's trivia.
All right, man. Well, great having you on the show, and maybe we'll do this again for season 4.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll. Hopefully 8 more times.
Yes.
Or 5 more times.
Yeah. Rock on. Well, that's the show, and we have things that you may enjoy and what we call the show notes. What are show notes? They show up right in your podcast player if that's what you're using to listen to this series. However, if you downloaded this MP3 from a web page, you know what? We've got you covered, because in that web page, the show notes will be there too. So check it out. You'll find goodies like links to things about the foundation and images that we generated just for this show about the timeline of the series versus the book series. So check it out. We have a multitude of goodness in the show notes. This is a continuing episode of a series that started at episode 324. If you missed some shows, type in your favorite search engine, Sci-Fi Thoughts, Foundation Season 3, and you will see the series page, which will have all the episodes connected together so you can find them and listen to them at your convenience.